Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Vanished ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Shortly after arriving home, witnesses said that she got into an SUV with an unidentified person and left the house. Surveillance video at a local Chase Bank branch shows Tammy with an unidentified man withdrawing money at around 1:30 p.m. later that day. She hasn't been seen or heard from since. Sheriff's homicide detectives are asking for the public's assistance in returning Tammy to her family. The things we do know is that since her disappearance, she's had no cell phone activity, no banking transactions. Her family and her friends are concerned because her disappearance and lack of communication is completely out of character for this mother of four.
On May 20th, 2016, 49-year-old Tammy Rummel disappeared from Covina, California. Neighbors witnessed someone pick her up from her home that day in an SUV. The two were later seen on an ATM surveillance video. Tammy took money out of her account while the man stood next to her. That's the last sighting of Tammy. Her phone would power down later that same day, having never left the Covina area. They would later identify the man that she was seen with on the surveillance video. He was pulled over for a routine traffic stop, and officers found drugs along with some of Tammy's belongings in his vehicle, but he claims that he had nothing to do with her disappearance. Tammy has now been missing for over 2 years. Her family is desperately seeking answers as to what happened to her. They don't believe that she would have walked away from her children and grandchildren. I'm Marissa, and from Wondery, this is episode 134 of The Vanished, Tammy Rummel's story. I was contacted by one of Tammy's children, Samantha, about covering her case on the show. Samantha was very close to her mom. They saw each other or at least talked every day. On the surface, Tammy appeared to be just your average mom and grandmother. Samantha's children loved to spend time visiting with her. Tammy had retired about 10 years prior to her disappearance. She had been a media director for a resource center for parents with children with special needs. The years leading up to Tammy's disappearance had been difficult for her. Samantha spoke about losing her father in 2013.
My dad committed suicide, and so she's just had a really hard time with it.
Looking deeper into the past, Tammy had struggled with addiction a couple decades prior to her disappearance.
They were in drugs when I was really little, like 2 or 3, and they got sober for like 20 years. And then I don't really know what happened. They both started using again. And then my dad had killed himself, and then she just got worse. So she got back into drugs really heavily, unfortunately, and just was not the same person anymore.
Tammy's drug of choice was methamphetamine. But back in May of 2016, Tammy decided that she wanted to get clean. She had a lot to live for, her 4 children and the 6 grandchildren that she adored. So she made the decision to go to a rehab facility. This was a huge relief for her children. For Samantha, losing her father a few years prior was traumatic, but then to watch her mother struggle to cope was also distressing. When Tammy decided to go to rehab, her family was hopeful that things would turn around for Tammy, but that hope didn't last long.
She had been trying to get sober for a while, and she kept trying, but she just couldn't do it on her own. So I think she finally just was like, okay, we're going to do it. And she finally went, and then just a few days into being sober, realized that's not what she wanted to do. She had been trying for quite some time, just could never do it on her own.
Samantha got a call from Tammy asking her to come and pick her up.
Yeah, she was there for 5 days and decided that she didn't want to be sober anymore. And the way her insurance works, she could leave if she wanted to. So obviously the hospital let her walk out. And she called me and I picked her up. And so that was that. And I took her home and got into some sort of argument because I didn't want her to leave rehab, of course. So I dropped her off at home and I left for the weekend out of town.
Samantha picked her mom up on May 20th, 2016. It was a Friday. Samantha had plans to go away that weekend with her family. At the time, Tammy was living in Covina with two of her children and a roommate. Her children were upset that she had left rehab. So after Samantha dropped her mom off and they had a disagreement over Tammy leaving the rehab facility, Samantha left for her trip.
Yeah, when I had brought my mom back from rehab and I left for the weekend, my little sister actually came with me because I didn't want her to be here. And then my little brother had left for a few days as well. So we were all very upset. We just wanted her to get better. And obviously she wasn't getting better. That's one of the reasons I took my sister with me, was I didn't want her to be home with my mom. And you know, I was trying to get her out of the house.
When Samantha left, she took her younger sister for the weekend. Her brother also left for a few days. This left Tammy at the house for several days with just her roommate. What no one knew was that Tammy would disappear shortly after she had been dropped off. The weekend went by and the roommate never alerted anyone that Tammy was missing. It wasn't until Samantha returned from her vacation that she got an alarming phone call.
I came home from our trip and I got a phone call from the local police department here stating that somebody had been found with my driver's license and with her driver's license and all of her belongings, like a wallet, credit card, purse, journals, that kind of nature. And he asked me if I wanted, or he asked me if this said person had permission to have all of our belongings. And I said, no, of course not. So he said, okay, you can come to the station and pick them up. So I called my mom to tell her to come with me so that we could get her stuff to find out what happened, and she didn't answer her phone.
For Samantha, this was the first indication that something was wrong. Who was this person and why did they have their things? When she couldn't reach her mom by phone, she decided to just go to her house to find her.
I got off work and I went to her house, and her live-in roommate at the time said that he hadn't heard from her in 3 days and that she left and he doesn't exactly know what happened to her. And I thought, well, it's kind of odd. You would think that you would call her daughter. So I went to the police station to get my belongings and they asked me about my mom and said that nobody has heard from her in a few days. And so he filed a police report. I had filed the police report with a different city than what we live in. So I had to go to the sheriff's station to get them to help me with it.
The way that this all transpired, this didn't start out as a missing persons case. The first mystery was who was this guy who had their belongings and why?
His name is Kyle Barber, and he had gotten arrested in Glendora. The day after she went missing, he got arrested like on a routine traffic stop and they searched his car because they found drugs and then they found all of our stuff. And so that's when they started questioning him. And when they asked him what he was doing with my mom's stuff, he said, oh, I'm just bringing it back to her house for her. And he claims that he dropped my mom off, that he didn't have anything to do with her disappearance. His whole thing was just, oh, she left it in my car and I'm bringing it back to her.
So Kyle stated that he dropped Tammy off at her home and he only had her belongings in his car because he was planning to return them. Like she had just accidentally left them there. But with everyone now realizing that Tammy was missing, detectives decided to go back and try to figure out the last time that Tammy was seen alive. From talking to neighbors, they were able to establish that Tammy had left her home approximately 90 minutes after Samantha had dropped her off. Those neighbors had seen her get into an SUV with an unknown individual.
I have neighbors that saw her leave with him, but they never saw her come back home. I live in her house now. I guess now they're my neighbors, but at the time they were her neighbors. But I've moved into her house since then to keep it afloat. I guess I have no proof that he did it, but we're pretty sure, pretty positive.
Detectives pulled Tammy's financial records, and they were able to see that she had visited an ATM around 1:30 p.m. on the day of her disappearance. Then they retrieved the footage from the surveillance video. They were able to see that Tammy wasn't alone when she went to the ATM to withdraw money.
So the day that she went missing, she withdrew $100 from her bank account. And it was at just like kind of like a standalone ATM. It wasn't at the bank. And so there's a video surveillance of the two of them together. He's not like, you know, holding a gun up to her or anything or trying to push her to do it. He's just kind of standing next to her while she takes the money out and then they leave.
We all know there are things in life that you have to compromise on, but when it comes to your health, there's no compromise. So don't settle for that one doctor that isn't really addressing your needs. Instead, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable. And you can even search by location, availability, and insurance. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're searching for. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours. That's it. I use this and you should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/vanished and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/vanished. ZocDoc.com/vanished. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. When you're a parent, you'll have your fair share of big talks with your kids. One of those big talks should involve money, and Greenlight can help with that. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families. You can send your kids instant money transfers, get real-time notifications of spending, manage chores, and automate allowance. I've been using Greenlight with my older two kids for years. One thing that I love about it is that I can set up recurring or one-time chores, customized to my family's needs, and then my kids earn an allowance to reward them for a job well done. Not only does it motivate them to actually get the chores done, but it also teaches them a bit about financial literacy and independence. They're learning to earn, save, and spend wisely. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/vanished. That's greenlight.com/vanished to try Greenlight for free. One more time, that's greenlight.com/vanished. Part of the mystery of Tammy's disappearance and this man who had her belongings is what kind of connection existed between the two of them. When police initially contacted Samantha, she didn't know who he was, but she knew there had to be some connection. Certainly, a random stranger didn't just show up at her home that day and she left with him.
I have no idea. I've never heard of this man. I've never seen him before. I've never heard my mom talk about him. And my little brother and little sister were living here at the time this all happened, and they've never heard of this gentleman either. I've asked her friends, and nobody seems to know who this person is unless they're lying to me. But he's just as far as I'm concerned, some random gentleman who was in her life that I didn't know about.
As Samantha mentioned, none of Tammy's friends claim to know Kyle, but some have said that they know someone who knows him or knows of him, but no one was giving up any more information about him. That has left her family questioning who's telling the truth and who may have something to hide.
Unless somebody knows something and they're just keeping it from me. I mean, I've always thought that possibility too. If I knew something, I might not want to get myself in trouble, you know?
Tammy has been missing for more than 2 years at this point, and Samantha still hasn't had the opportunity to speak with this man, the last known person to see her mother.
I've never talked to him. He's been in jail for the last 2 years since my mom went missing, and he just got out on parole. They wanted him to be in jail to hopefully have easier access to him, so they got him on something else. Didn't help, so.
One thing I had wondered about was if Tammy had met Kyle at the rehab facility she had just left that very same day. Could this have been some prearranged meeting between the two of them?
I had thought that they could have, but I have been through her Facebook messages and stuff, and they have a brief conversation before she went to rehab, so I don't think it's possible that they met in rehab.
Samantha explained that the Facebook conversation between Kyle and her mother, this one that took place prior to her stay at rehab, had only been a one-way conversation. The only thing that was sent was a thumbs up. Kyle had sent a thumbs up to Tammy, but she never responded. Since so much time has gone by, but no one has been able to figure out how Tammy knew this man, Samantha believes that it's quite possible that they were just acquaintances, because often people were coming and going from Tammy's house.
There was a lot of people in and out of her house a lot, so people that I'd never met and random strangers and a lot of drug addicts. And I know that when he was arrested that they had found needles in his car. But so, I'm assuming that that's probably how she met him in the community that she met him in. But weird that either everybody's lying to me or nobody does in fact know who he is.
When questioned by law enforcement about his relationship to Tammy, Kyle has always had the same very vague explanation.
His story never changes and it never gets any more elaborate, and it just, he met her through a friend and that's it, and he brought her home. That's his whole story. And unfortunately, like that, we're almost pretty positive he's the sole person that knows what happened, and it's without a confession or without proving it. It's really hard to do anything right now.
Tammy had a cell phone with her when she disappeared, and that phone has never been recovered. What they were able to establish was that the phone powered down the same day that she disappeared, and that the phone never left the Covina area before it powered down because it was only pinging off of those local towers.
They had just tracked it to in Covina, and which is where she lived, and it had shut off that day. There was like no activity on it from like past that day. It was not in the stuff that Kyle was arrested with. It was not in his car. It wasn't in the house. So they never found the phone again.
While reviewing her phone records, they were able to see that Tammy had made calls to Kyle's phone on the day of her disappearance. One thing that I was a little confused about was why Kyle would have had Samantha's driver's license. But she explained to me that this was an older license, one that she had lost years ago. Samantha had been at a bar one night when she lost her entire wallet. About a year later, someone mailed the wallet back to her with a note saying, "Sorry, I used your ID for a year. You look just like me." But by that time, Samantha had already canceled all of her cards and replaced her driver's license. She believes that the old driver's license must have been left at her mom's house, and that's how Kyle somehow got a hold of it. Whether he took it intentionally, or maybe Tammy did leave it in his car, as he claims. We know that the neighbors saw Tammy leave in an SUV on the day of her disappearance, and Kyle did drive an SUV. His vehicle was forensically searched.
And they found her DNA inside of it, but just like her hair, no blood. So it's never been enough to do anything about, unfortunately. All that is she was in the car, and we already knew she was in the car, so it didn't help us, unfortunately. They never found any like bodily fluids or anything like that that pertained to her.
Since we all leave hairs behind everywhere we go, that bit of evidence hasn't proven to be helpful. We know that Tammy was with Kyle that day, but that's pretty much all we can say for certain. Even though Samantha hasn't been able to find out a whole lot about Kyle, I did a little bit of background research myself. He's in his mid-30s and has a history of criminal charges across several states. Back in 2005, he was charged in Wisconsin with felony stalking, attempted burglary armed with a dangerous weapon, and restricting or obstructing an officer. He took a plea deal in that case, pleading guilty to the attempted robbery armed with a dangerous weapon charge. He was sentenced to 3 years of confinement plus 2.5 years of supervision and ordered to have no contact with the victim or her family. He moved around a bit but eventually landed in Arizona, where he's had various drug-related charges over the years. Some of those charges are still pending. Back in 2016, he sued a recovery program in Arizona because he believed they were keeping him in a circle of perpetual mania so that they could continue to profit off of him. He called this poverty pimping. He asked for $10 million in damages, but the case was dismissed. Taking a look at his Facebook profile, he talks about being addicted to methamphetamine and how it's changed him as a person. He also talks about struggling with his addiction and the lack of support. It's important to remember that while Kyle was the last person that we know was with Tammy, he hasn't been charged in relation to her disappearance. Tammy's journals were found in Kyle's car, and for now, the police are holding them as evidence. Samantha's hopeful that one day she will get a chance to read those journals.
My mom wrote a lot. Like, she loved to write in journals and stuff, and unfortunately, like, the police won't give them to me, but they have three or four of them, in evidence right now that he was found with, and I, like, wish I had them because I'd like to know what they say, but I guess there's nothing in it that helped them either.
In the 26 months that have passed since Tammy disappeared, there have been no large-scale searches for her. For law enforcement, they haven't been able to identify an area to narrow down as a possible search site. Samantha has gone out and looked for her mother herself.
The police did not. So I had talked to, obviously, her friends and stuff, trying to figure out if they knew who this was and whatever and blah, blah, blah. And somebody had let out a rumor that she had killed herself and that she did it in these mountains kind of behind where she lived. So I had me and about 30 people walk the mountains. I mean, obviously nothing turned up, but besides that, they have not done a search for her. I did hire a private investigator. They didn't find anything that I hadn't already known.
At this point in time, Samantha feels like her mom's case is at a dead end, like it's gone cold. All of this time has passed, and it doesn't feel like they're any closer to finding her than they were when this all began. They've gotten tips and leads, but nothing ever pans out.
Somebody says that they've seen her, or that they've... Mainly, I always get the people have seen her, but it's usually never... It's obviously never her.
So what happened to Tammy Rummel on May 20th, 2016? What we do know is that Samantha got a call from her mom asking her to pick her up at rehab. Samantha wasn't happy that her mom wanted to leave the facility, but she couldn't force her to stay. She went and picked Tammy up and dropped her off at her home. Since Tammy's children were unhappy about her leaving rehab, they all left home for several days. Samantha took her sister on that weekend trip she was going on, and their brother left to go stay elsewhere. About 90 minutes after they dropped her off, neighbors saw Tammy leave in an SUV. Around 1:30 p.m., Tammy was seen on surveillance video withdrawing money from an ATM. On the video, they could see her with a man. She didn't appear to be under duress. After this point, Tammy was never seen or heard from again. The following day, the police pulled over this man, Kyle. It was a routine traffic stop. They searched the car and found drugs, but they also found items that belonged to Tammy and Samantha. These were items like driver's licenses, credit cards, and her journals. At this point, no one had realized that Tammy was missing. When Kyle was asked why he had these items, he said that he was returning them to Tammy. He claimed that he had just dropped her off at her house and that he had no knowledge of her whereabouts. Tammy's family and law enforcement have suspected that he knew more about her disappearance, but they just haven't been able to locate any physical evidence to tie him to anything beyond picking her up that day and taking her to the ATM. Does Kyle know more about what happened to Tammy, or is he telling the truth that he really did drop her off? No one claims to have seen her return home that day or any time after. Since Tammy disappeared the same day that she left rehab, it's very possible that she came back home feeling desperate to go out and use drugs. One theory that Samantha and I spoke about was the possibility that she contacted this man that she barely knew because she was that desperate. And whatever happened after that, we can't be certain. Whether it was accidental or intentional, her addiction led her to a very vulnerable place.
It was probably maybe the most desperate she'd ever been if she had been off of it for 5 days and didn't really want to be off of it, so.
For Tammy's family, they're certain that she wouldn't just walk away and leave them all behind.
I mean, I've got 2 kids, and my oldest daughter's name is Tuesday, and she's like, my mom's like her best friend. Like, I just, every day, like my mom, I'd see my mom every day and talk to her on the phone every day, and she wouldn't just leave. Like, the only thing she cared about in the world was like her kids and her grandkids. I mean, yeah, sure, the drugs and whatnot, but she wouldn't walk away from her house and everybody, and especially my daughter. So I just don't see how she could have walked away at all. Even when she was in rehab, I went to go see her every day, and she didn't like to be away from home. Like, she loved to be at home. She very rarely left the house. Like, I went and did her grocery shopping for her. I went and did everything for her so she could stay at home. She hated leaving.
For now, Tammy's family is left with more questions than answers. Who's telling the truth, and who has something to hide? Why didn't her roommate alert someone that she had not returned for several days? Where can they even look at this point to find more clues? If you have any information about the disappearance of Tammy Rummel, please call the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office Homicide Unit at 323-890-5500. You can submit a tip anonymously through Crime Stoppers by calling 1-800-222-TIPS or online at lacrimestoppers.org. You can also text TIPLA plus your tip to 274-637. That brings us to the end of episode 134. I'd like to thank Samantha for taking the time to speak with me. If you have a missing loved one that you'd like to have featured on the show, there's a case submission form at thevanishedpodcast.com. If you'd like to contact me, there's a page and a discussion group on Facebook. I'm on Twitter at TheVanishedPod and also on Instagram. If you enjoy this show, subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Wondery.com, or wherever you're listening right now. Do you want to help support The Vanished? There are a couple things that you can do. One way to help the show is by supporting our sponsors. Another thing you can do is to fill out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey. Join me next week. I'll be covering a case from Oklahoma. Thanks for listening.
A lot of times when we're trying to solve a crime or locate a missing person, we really want to do the groundwork ourselves if we can. In the event there's something suspicious, in the event there's something criminal, if we can do the work behind the scenes, that hopefully will not drive anybody responsible for someone's disappearance underground. In this particular case, we're out of leads. And, you know, as dramatic as it may sound, we really rely on the public and our communities to help us solve crimes nowadays. And with the proliferation of so much video and cameras, it's helped us solve a lot of crimes. But without people in the community telling us, giving us information, it gets more and more difficult. So in this particular case, we wanted to do what we could behind the scenes, and we haven't been able to locate her. As I said, there's no cell phone activity, and there's no indications that she has withdrawn any more money out of her bank other than the one day we're talking about here on the 20th. So at this point, we're hoping for the folks out there that may have seen her and know something. We want them to contact us. If they insist on remaining anonymous, we'll honor that. We prefer they don't, but if they insist on remaining anonymous, by all means, we want to talk to them.
Whether you're working out, walking, or running errands, Audible can help you keep your heart rate up month after month with their pulse-pounding collection of thrilling audiobooks that you can't hear anywhere else. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, which includes thousands of titles. This month, check out the Audible original, The Space Within. It's a chilling 8-part story about a psychiatrist, Dr. Maddie Weil, voiced by Academy Award winner Jessica Chastain, who is tasked with unlocking the memories of a child who went missing for 7 hours. Maddie soon discovers that there are more who have faced similar experiences, and the truth of what is happening to them may impact the fate of humankind. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500. That's audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.